Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin? I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right. Phone lines are open early tonight. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. If you have a question or a comment, especially about tactical civics, give us a call here. We'll see if we can help you out there. Okay, here, Democrat lawmaker resigning after being convicted of burglary. Oh, wait a minute. Now, do you mean to tell me that you can convict Democrats of burglary because that entire Democratic Congress are thieves? They've been stealing from taxpayers for years and years, and that, you know, that Mad Maxine Waters, when they were talking about that U.S. aid, where they embezzled those billions of dollars, She said, that be our slush fund. That be our slush fund. That's what she was. All right.
It's just crazy how cuckoo these people are.
A Democratic lawmaker in the state of Minnesota. That's where we have Governor Tampon Tim, okay, is keeping her word. But that is really not as good as it sounds, as she's keeping her word to resign after she was convicted of burglary. And so he goes on to say, the Liberty Daily confirmed in its state Senate, Nicole Mitchell, a Democrat, who has released her plans to walk away from her public duties following her conviction by a jury. Michelle's lawyers in a statement said that she wants to wrap up outstanding legislative projects and then will resign no later than August 4th. She had been convicted by a jury of burglary for breaking into her stepmother's house. Her lawyers said Senator Mitchell's constituents deserve for her legislative projects to be finalized or ready to hand off to her successor before she resigns. The report explained that Mitchell was arrested on April 2024 when Carol Mitchell, her estranged stepmother, called police to report a break-in. At that time, Detroit Lakes police found Mitchell in her stepmother's basement, dressed in all black and carrying a flashlight covered with a black sack. So maybe she should watch a lot of those movies.
She must be.
Yeah. Aaron Murphy, the Democratic leader in the state Senate, confirmed Mitchell has promised she would step down and convicted. There you go. Well,
certainly not one of her servants like they're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Okay. 888-677-9673. Here's something to think about here. The Iran cyber threat is real. We've known that for a while, okay? U.S. intelligence agencies are on high alert after reported that the Iran is actively preparing cyber attacks aimed at critical government and military infrastructure. But the real threat may already be inside the wire, not from foreign hackers at a keyboard, but from mobile phones unknowingly or deliberately carried into the nation's most sensitive facilities. The devices we carry every day are now among the greatest national security vulnerabilities. Despite years of post-9/11 investments in hardened infrastructure, the federal government has been remiss in investing in a sensor network to keep pace with the risk of wireless technology now embedded in daily life. You know, so those phones, they can activate to listen, to take pictures and everything at anywhere. And when the first iPhone was introduced in 2007, it ushered in a new era of hyper-connected mobility. Since then, innovation has continued to explode, bringing countless benefits but also exposing serious vulnerabilities. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting thing because I will pull my car out of my driveway and I point it one direction and it'll automatically give me a map to a place I frequently go to, okay? I have been in a restaurant. I went in and sat down in a restaurant. My phone buzzed. I looked at it, and it tells you the special, what's the special on that restaurant. Mm-hmm. In other words, it's letting me know that it knows exactly where I'm at, okay? That's, you know, that it's tracking you. And all the time you're being tracked when you have your phone with you there.
I got me a blockchain private network phone 4 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
I love it. It doesn't, nobody can track me.
Does anybody want to track you?
I don't think so. I'm not that interested, really. Just an ordinary citizen that understands we need to enforce our Constitution and take our country back.
All right, folks, the phone lines are open at 888-677-9673. Another prominent Democrat under investigation for alleged criminal behavior. Yet another prominent Democrat has been referred to authorities for investigation and possible persecution for a crime. Prosecution, right? Representative Sheila Shirfulis McCormick, a Florida Democrat, has become just the latest in a long, long list of Democrats suspected of outside-the-law behavior. Yeah, I mean, when they're out there in the streets pushing, you know, attacks on ICE agents up 800%, okay? And so when the Democratic leaderships are advising people to go out there and be willing to get shot by an ICE agent, and what are they telling you? Why would you get shot by an ICE agent? It's because you're attacking the ICE agents, huh? That's what they're telling them to do. The Washington Examiner explains conservative watchdog foundation, conservative watchdog foundation for accountability and civil trust has submitted a referral to the Department of Justice regarding her actions in allegedly retaining $5.8 million in overpayment from the state of Florida and using it for her congressional campaign. Oh.
It's so great that they're catching some of this.
Yeah. Well, they've been so used to stealing from the American people. Yeah. I mean, that whole thing with the USAID and all of these other...
Yeah, that's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking mega bucks. Yeah. Now, Mike Johnson... Okay, who do we have out there?
We have Jack in San Diego.
All right, we're going to go out to Jack in San Diego. Hey, Jack.
All right, Pastor Ernie, I've got a red alert for inflation.
So, go ahead.
Trump was answering questions today, and somebody asked him, is it true you want capital gains on homes to be tax-free? And he kind of made a joke of it. He said, oh, well, how did you find out about that? Are you a leaker? But I had heard that yesterday. So picture that capital gains would become tax-free on homes. Now, I can't think of anything else where there's capital gains and it's tax-free. So right there, you would have... probably millions of people and companies buying homes for an investment, not to live in. And then he wants Chairman Powell to drop interest rates by 3%. So right now, let's say the mortgage is 7%, that would make the mortgage rate 4%. So if you combine that with no tax on capital gains on homes and a 4% mortgage, home prices would go up astronomically and nobody would be able to afford to buy a home. And I was just wondering if anybody's actually thinking of the long-term ramifications of some of these proposals.
Well, let me tell you how that would work here in Ohio. It wouldn't work real well because here in Ohio, we have a major, major battle going on over property tax. And our governor just vetoed the bill to reduce or to eliminate property tax. What we're trying to ask. Property tax is not a lawful tax. It's not, according to the Bible. And what's happening here in Ohio, it's not because of capital gains, but it's because what they've done is they've raised property taxes as much as 30%, and people that have had their mortgages paid off for years, elderly people that are on limited income, are losing their homes. They're losing their homes because they can't pay the property tax. And that's not right, and there's an uproar. There's an uproar here in Ohio, and it's growing louder.
A suggestion of one good thing that happened in California. I don't know if you've heard of Howard Jarvis and Proposition 13.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Okay, well, I think this was back in the early 1980s, and home prices had started to skyrocket, in especially Southern California, and older people especially, the property tax was getting beyond their ability to pay it. So they stepped in with Proposition 13, and it's in effect to this day, it's a real lifesaver, is that your property tax, if it's your primary residence, your home, property tax cannot be raised by more than 2% a year. So it results in some inequity because when I bought my house, the base, I paid $250,000. So that was like 20 years ago, and now my property tax has gone up a little. I think the valuation is like $320,000. I'm paying 2% on that. But the homes are selling for $1.2 million, $1.3 million right now, so somebody buys a house, they're going to be paying tax on $1.2 million, but they'll get that 2% protection. But the inequity is I'm paying property tax on, say, a valuation of $325,000, and some guy that buys a home next door to me, he's paying property tax on $1.2 million.
Yeah, well, see, that's one of the problems. In order for them to do that, what they did is they raised the appraised price of the property. And I know just like my property, it's going way up with the appraisal. But, you know, this is inflation. It's just inflation what it is. And this is why we have here, I get calls and letters from people from all the blue states wanting to move to Ohio. Because in this county out here, because we're very conservative, we're Tea Party County, we're a tactical civics county, we're very, very, and most of Ohio is the 88 counties. But that's what they've done, is they've raised the value of the property to be able to justify the tax, the increase in property taxes, and it's phony. But we see what happens is when you go to sell the property, people don't want to pay that much. So
way I look at it is it's, the 2% limited property tax increase is limited to 2% is better than nothing. And the one advice I'd give to young people today is your strategy should be to buy a house because it's your best hedge against inflation. Don't buy it as an investment. Buy it to live in, and your goal should be is by time you retire is to have it paid for. And you'll be so happy you did that. Do not use your home as an ATM machine. And the first time you see a little equity, you go refinance, because then you're going to start the 30 years all over again, and you'll never pay your house off.
Well, and join tactical civics, too, because, you know, one of the primary tenets of communism is that you don't get to own your property.
Right.
Property taxes have never been lawful
yeah.
in any shape or
yeah.
form. So we'll fix that. We can do that.
What do you think would be a good way to replace property tax? Replace the revenue with what?
I would just have a flat tax. You know,
you're talking now about a sales tax.
Right, just a flat sales tax, and, you know, there you go. Those that, but not on everything. There would have to be, when it comes to food, I'm not talking about, very, you know, high-class food or clothes, but when it comes to clothing or food or heating oil, then they would be exempted. But on everything else, you know, the more money you spend on something, the more you should have to pay the tax, okay?
Well, so absolute easiest tax to collect for the government is the sales tax. You can't get out of it. You have to pay it at point of purchase. You never end up owing money because, you know, if you don't have the sales tax, you can't buy the item. So it's a great tax from that standpoint. And I wouldn't mind. I think they call it the fair tax.
Yeah.
There's a movement called the fair tax. And, that would, because the most difficult tax to collect is an income tax. And the most unfair tax to collect is an income tax because it requires self-assessment. You got to figure it out what you owe. And it turns it into a potential criminal event if you screw up and you don't figure it right. Name me one other tax. Just name me one other tax that requires self-assessment. Only the income tax. Get rid of it. And here's the dirty little secret. You got the income tax by amending the Constitution in 1913. And in 1913, you also got the Federal Reserve System by an act of Congress. So was that a coincidence or a conspiracy?
That was a warfare against us.
It was done in the middle of the night when everybody was, they called a little special session of Congress, and they snuck it through. And that's the way they do them. Well, anyhow,
you're
right. All right, thanks, Jack. Right. He's right about the fair tax because, look, if I'm going to buy a Rolls Royce, if I can afford a Rolls Royce, then I can afford the tax on a Rolls Royce, right? Okay, so the tax on a Rolls Royce and the tax on a Chevy Suburban shouldn't be the same, should they?
No.
They should be different, right? And the same thing if you're going to buy, pheasant under glass, the tax shouldn't be the same thing as it should be on hot wings, right?
Okay. That makes sense.
So there should be, according to what you pay, that's the only thing. Now, again, when we're talking about regular food, because, you know, you have families, you know, they got 6, 7 kids, and when it talks about regular food, and I'm talking about normal food, there should be an exception on that. Maybe a flat tax on, you know, no more than, say, 3% or 4%, whatever. And that would replace all of that. If you have a flat tax, that would replace all of the money that they have, they raise. Because they claim you got to have property tax for the schools, but very little of it ever ends up in the schools. It really doesn't, okay?
Yeah.
These bureaucrats.
That's the problem right there.
Yeah.
All the criminal stuff they're doing with this money that they steal from us.
Yeah. It ends up going in all different directions. It's hard to.
75%, roughly, per county of the laws on the books that involves taking money from us are unlawful.
Yep.
That's going to change the world right there.
888-677-9673. If you have a question, especially about tactical civics, it's a good thing to know. If you have a question or comment, give us a call here, 888-677-9673.
The interesting thing with tactical civics is if you actually go on and sign up, $5 a month, you can learn more stuff than you could ever There is no education.
You can become a constitutional scholar after a while, huh?
Absolutely. It is stunning what you can learn.
$5 a month, okay?
You can actually go to NWWR, which stands for Now When We Rise, .online, and there's 15-minute videos. There's like 11 of them, I think, that will teach you more than you ever heard anywhere, even in Hillsdale College. It will teach you stuff that you... It'll shock you, actually, some of it.
So, okay, very good. Mike Johnson says that the Wall Street Journal is literally making things up about President Trump. Nothing new about that. Okay. Do you remember when the Wall Street Journal used to be a very conservative paper? I used to read the Wall Street Journal years ago, but it's turned into more and more, turned into left-wing rag.
Well, these left-wing idiots are really good. They're very tactical at getting that type of behavior going. And Soros is amazing at what he's done.
House Speaker Mike Johnson pushed against the Wall Street Journal's reporting on Friday, which claimed President Donald Trump sent disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein a bawdy birthday card. That was proven wrong. You know, that was proven. Elon Musk actually wanted to use that against President Trump. So what he did is he took that and he took it to that new the AI, the artificial intelligence, and they ran it through every kind of test and it came out and said, no, the handwriting, nothing in there matched up, and the odds of it being from Trump were zip zero, okay?
Huh, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and so the Wall Street Journal alleged that Trump said Epstein a typewritten letter, and then a drawing of a naked stick figure lady with his initials written below in the celebration of the 50th birthday in 2003, which the president denied ever writing or sending Johnson. CNBC's Squawk Box that the bogus report is another attempt to by the left-wing media to slander President Trump. The president and I talked about the ridiculous allegation and the warning, and he said paternity absurd. It's patently absurd. Johnson said paternity absurd. Oh, my. Folks, I'm still having a little bit of a problem with these cataracts, but I'm getting through it. I got me some new kind of eye drops, too, that's helping. Johnson said he never drawn such a picture. He's never thought of drawing such a picture. And he said, did you see the language of this bogus communications or card, something that he supposedly sent to Epstein? He said, I don't talk like that. I don't think like that. And literally making things up. Anyhow, again, there's nothing too low for the left, nowhere too low for the left to go, is there?
That's amazing.
So, 888. Now, this is strange. I'm wondering, because usually we open these phone lines, and I noticed last night, too, those lines are jammed right away. And when that doesn't happen, well, let's see, Wendy's not there. Okay, you folks out there that are listening, I want to know if you can hear if we're coming through. So give us a call from wherever you're at so we know that we're on. You know, we don't know nowadays what's happening out there. And there's so much, especially what's happened to us here in this studio, this and that. Are the phones working there, Style?
Oh, yeah, everything's working well.
Then something's very strange. Okay. So, if you're out there and you're listening to us, 888-677-9673. Tell us how we're coming in your neck of the woods.
What's really fascinating about all that is that there's no doubt, if you've read any of the, you know, the evil ones' plans, that using technology as a way to enslave humanity is something that they fully authorize and want to accomplish, and obviously that violates every bit of our U.S. Constitution. So join us so we can fight this demonic stuff that's going on.
Well, you know, you've got to be, you've got that, what is it, Gork now, that it's coming up, that new level of AI.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Grok, Rock.
Oh, yeah, was it Grok, yeah. That's coming. Then you got, who do we have?
We have Cliff in New York.
Clifford!
Yeah.
We know Clifford's.
I want to, I'll jump to the Russian stuff, but just on the medical a second. Still working on the Pfizer papers. And from chapter 20, one tidbit I didn't realize was two-thirds of the reports to VAERS. Now, VAERS is severely compromised. In that chapter, they allege or say that there's been numerous children that were posted that were dead from the shots and immediately pulled. So someone is covering up for that. As many as 30,000 children were reported killed from the shots. And somebody's following it and see it's in there one day and gone the next. But on the pericarditis, that's one thing I didn't and myocarditis. That chapter 20, says that the two-thirds of the reports indicate that the people showed up with this perimyocarditis within 7 days of a shot. Which, first of all, indicates causality, but I didn't realize how quickly something like that would develop. I thought it was more, you know, a little bit down the road. And they say they really don't know the ultimate result of what's gonna happen to these people. The cardiologists say they may need, like, even heart transplants. Usually in the past, what happens is it will scar the heart tissue, and traditionally, you know, the death rate has been about 50% in 5 years, but they really just don't know what's going to happen to these people down the road.
Well, here's what's happening, Cliff. Look, you have over 22 known, they've documented over 22 million people that have died directly because of the shot. Now,
is that in the U.S. or globally?
Globally, that's globally. Okay. 22 million. Those are the ones they've documented. Now,
yeah.
Here, now think about that. 35,000 children would be actually a way low number. It'd be a way low number because you know how many of the kids had to get the shots there, out there in that. But here's the thing. A lot of these people, I know a number of people that got the shot and died within a week, okay? Yeah. And, you know, they died right away after getting the shot. And so...
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so...
Well, they gave cases where, you know, they gave examples of children that died, you know, from, one was a girl from Japan that was 14. The first two shots, she just got fevers, but the third shot, she just had a multi-organ failure and died, like, right away, basically, a 14-year-old girl. And I was thinking, gee, you know, there's a book called Bells of Nagasaki, and basically a lot of girls were injured, like Catholic girls, actually. Where the ones that survived, they came over here and got plastic surgery, you know, from like the skin melting. So that was pretty horrific. And, you know, this is almost like a repeat of the attack on Japan. But, I want to say one more thing, and then I want to ask you about the original Russian thing was in the news today. L-carnosine is one thing that you could take for cataracts to stall the progression of them. So that's spelled L-C-R-N-O-S-N-I-E. There was a Harvard study done where 80% of the people that took that had more mild or moderate cataracts, it stalled the progression of it. So it's a dipeptide that's out there. You can get it on Amazon. They usually, sometimes they're combining it with a fat-soluble B1, which is benzovate, I think it is, and that's also helps supposedly with cataracts. That's just B1 in fat-soluble form. They only had it water-soluble up to 10 years ago. And that also is disclaims that it can reverse Parkinson's, the fat-soluble B1 by Italian researchers. So that's one thing on that. So I want to ask you about this Tulsi Gabbard thing today.
Well, hang tight right there, Cliff. We'll be back right after this, so we'll take that.
Right.
He made the ground, the mountains high, and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. Man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed. Man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
And, you know, the fellow that was singing that song with me right there, the real Joe Clark, he got the shot. I was absolutely, I couldn't believe that because... apparently, he let his doctor talk him into getting that shot, and it didn't take long. He died, and he was a very, very dear friend for a long time. You know, a real patriot, and boy, I just couldn't believe that happened, but it did happen. Alrighty, well, go ahead. We're back, and
yeah,
go ahead.
I just wanted to ask you guys about this Tulsi Gabbard releasing these. Documents and
I've got this right here. On Friday, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard released newly disclassified presidential briefing documents that prove that puts Barack Obama at the center of the Trump-Russia collusion narrative hoax. It was recently reported that former FBI Director James Comey, CIA Director John Brennan, and DNI James Clapper worked together to purposely corrupt the Trump-Russian investigation in the 2016 before Trump entered the office. Now, we knew this 8 years ago. 8 years ago on this radio program, we said this, okay? but, you know, do you know what the difference was there now? The difference was the way we did not have a Justice Department to go after it. Everybody knew it. We talked about it all across the country. We did. We had Barr, and who's the other guy? Mueller, okay?
Yeah.
We didn't have anyone who would be legitimate that would pursue this. They were all a part of the deep state.
But on the surface of it, it's incredible that they would have Russian interference on every major media platform 24/7. And you could tell the thing was just like a little short story that was made up by some of the specs. Like they claim that, what's his name?
Carter Page.
Yeah, Carter Page was offered 20% of the state oil company in Moscow to push dirt on Hillary Clinton. Now, I looked up on Wikipedia, that's Rosneft, and it looked to be about four times the size of Shell, which at the time had a market value of $250 billion. So if it was listed, that theoretically could be worth about $1 trillion. So they're going to offer basically 20% of the company, actually said 19, of a company like that to a guy in the U.S. So they basically, that's like saying they would give him $200 billion to pass dirt on Hillary Clinton.
You know, everything that they, you know, of course, the left comes up with some really strange things, okay? And, you know, but Obama, you have whistleblowers now. I mean, they have the actual documents where Obama is instructing them. He's instructing Comey and Brennan and Clapper. He's telling them to create. He's telling them go out there and create. Create this whole story about Trump. Do you remember it came out, but then they killed it? They said Trump was in the bed with some young girls and he was urinating on them. And this is when they first started, this came out, okay?
Huh.
And they realized nobody's going to buy that one, right? Okay. And so they backed away from that. But it's pretty bad. All right, well, we thank you. Thanks, Cliff.
Okay.
Have a good one. Let's go to Eddie. Hey, Eddie, you're in the air.
How you doing, Pastor Ernie?
I'm doing good. I haven't heard from you in a while.
I know. I'm still alive. A couple of quick things. The problem with a grand jury or any jury, period, is that, first of all, they don't know what their rights are under the Bible or Constitution. Another thing is they don't know that biblical or constitutional law hasn't been practiced in the entire system since 1933. That's why if it's a traffic ticket or anything, I would not swear. Do you swear if they're a church? No, I don't. Because you're telling me to swear by something that you don't even recognize. You know, so you're nothing but a hypocrite. The whole system is corrupt.
Well, you don't have to. When they try to put you under oath and then you confirm that. You don't say, when they ask you if you don't want to, I never swear. Then they say, do you swear? I said, no, I'll confirm that, okay, whatever, okay. And so that's the difference. But what happens, you see, when you have a civilian, an actual people's grand jury, it's run by the Constitution. The Constitution is there, and they go strictly by the Constitution, and everybody in that grand jury has to know what the Constitution reads and what it says they hear a case.
Pastor Ernie, you're talking about what should be. You're not talking about what is.
We're like talking about what we're teaching, tactical civics.
Religious organizations out here, most of the people that go to church, they never read the Bible. They don't know what's in it, and they listen to what they're told. And what it really comes down to, it's just like in the government. The people that know the Constitution, the people that actually read the Bible, they manipulate it to their own ends. One of the perfect examples, one of the things that you harp on, is how people have misrepresented Romans 13. And they do it on a continuous basis. They support it when they profit from it and control people. And then they oppose it when they got an agenda that doesn't agree with it.
Well, you see, that's exactly the point, Eddie. This whole thing with tactical civics, you have 13 different tapes, not tapes, they're programs that they go that explains all of that into real detail. And it's done in a way that's easy to understand, okay? So that the average person can understand. It doesn't get into, legalese and that. So that's the whole point of tactical civics, is to educate people so they do know. And you're right, because
I'm not saying they have nothing against that, but there really ain't no cure for people that are just plain lazy. That's what it comes down to, because they'll argue a point from what they heard somebody say, and they don't back it up with anything of substance. But anyway, on the property tax thing, I never received any information on it. I'm one of these people out here that have had my ups and downs in life. And what it comes down to is that one of the most fundamental tenets of communism is the abolition of private property.
Yep.
And when you can't actually own your property, and there are many nations, many African nations, and many other nations throughout the world, you pay an initial tax, and they leave you alone. But it ain't like that here.
You know, well, I know that. That's what we're trying to change in Ohio, and not just in Ohio, in other states. We're fed up with what they've done with the property tax. They're robbing the people. It's robbery.
Oh, ain't no doubt about that. I give you a simple solution. If you want to do away with property tax and people start talking about schools, well, first of all, it ain't the government's job to educate your children. It's your job.
You
but beyond that, what it comes down to, if you want a whole lot of money, stop financing undeclared foreign wars and trying to be the world police.
There you go. That's constitutional.
That's exactly what President Trump's been preaching on. That's exactly what Trump said, And when it comes to the UN and we're defending these countries, he wants everyone to pay their fair share because we've been picking up the whole bill, okay?
We've been silly enough to let the government educate our kids. That's a big problem right there.
Yeah, well, a lot of us didn't do that. That's
what I can say. I'll get off the phone, but the only thing I can say is that when it comes to these politicians, I don't think there's a dime worth of difference between Republicans and Democrats. To me, look at what they do, not what they say.
You're right, Eddie, there, but except for the problem of it is, okay, if you take a look at what the Democrats do, look at the J6ers, look at the pro-lifers, look at the homeschoolers, look at the parents that went to the school board meetings, all of those corrupt judges, Merrick Garland, all of those people, the FBI, all of these are Democrats. You don't find any Republicans there. Now, there are some like Mitch McConnell.
Let me ask you this question. Who's more honest, the Democrat or Republicans? The Democrats that tell you they for baby killing, they're for homosexuality, they're anti-Christ. I mean, they let you know up front. So at least they're honest about it.
Well, and there are some probably Republicans that are that way too, but none of them that I know. I mean, I know a lot of Republicans, a whole lot of them, and they're all pro-life. I won't have anything to do with anyone who's not pro-life. If they tell me they're not pro-life,
Look at what they do, not what they say. I mean, all this pork barrel spending and everything in between, you think that was all Democratic and Republicans didn't have anything to do with it?
No, you had some bad ones in there, like Mitch McConnell. You had someone like the former speaker, what's his name? These people were, you've got some bad ones in there. A number of rhinos. in there. So
I would say like this. I'm far more libertarian than I am Republican or Democrat. Because my thing is, as long as I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, just leave me alone and let me make my own decisions. I don't think for me.
What's so great about the Constitution is there ain't supposed to be any political parties. We're supposed to be one party enforcing the Constitution, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, well, that's what we're
doing. I didn't say anything against your organization, you know. I mean, that's good, and it's definitely an uphill battle. But I think a lot of people are living in la-la land. Cause
agree with that.
It is what it is. Have a good one.
You too. Very good. All right. Wanted to do this very quick. The quiet part out loud. Watch Democrat in Congress make stunning admission on the real reason for mass immigration. This is a Democrat Rep. Yvette Clark of New York admitted in comments that resurfaced Tuesday that she was eager for immigrants to enter the United States to help Democrats win redistricting. Was finally, you know, he was right about that. They're admitting it. This is what they're... Clark initially made the comments during October 7, 2021 House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing, which were previously resurfaced in a January 2024 post on X from End Wokeness account before resurfacing again. There you go. So, well, there's one that admitted it. How about that? And we got one. All righty. Well, we're coming up to the clock. Now we're getting to the important part of this radio program tonight. And, again, we talk about this. You know, I just read about heaven. You know, tonight, you know, we start out and when it talks about every tear will be wiped away. We'll all have glorified bodies, and say people say, "Well, you know, I don't know how that could be." Well, look, folks, God is omnipotent; His power is unlimited. The entire universe. You know, when we take a look at things like today, like just modern technology, things that we have today. When I was a kid, I would have said that would be impossible to think things. I mean, that smart aleck phone that you got right there, I would have said that the technology of that would be impossible, okay? But it's here. It's here. Yeah. Not only that, but there are things that our government has. You know, they usually, you know, they'll have technology, they'll have things, especially where it comes to weaponry, 20 years before anyone knows about it, okay? And so when you say, when you look at this, man's achievements, and you know that when it comes to man's ways versus God's ways, his ways are much, much higher than man's, okay? Now think about this, that you have unlimited intelligence, unlimited. Now, we talk about AI, right? Let me tell you, AI is not UI. UI is unlimited intelligence. That's God's intelligence, okay? God will tolerate AI to a certain extent, and then he'll end it, okay? Now, I said all that to say this because it talked about in heaven. It talked about having glorified bodies where we will no longer age. We will no longer age. We'll stay the same. We'll be preserved. Two, there'll be no pain. No death. Death will be defeated. No disease. None of these things. We won't be growing cataracts, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No cancer. This will be gone, right? And with all of that, you know, we definitely won't have any property tax, will we? Okay. And so that's getting to heaven. To heaven. And but problem, Jesus said that many will come, but few will enter. Many are called, but few are chosen. And it's not our fault. We're doing everything we can. For 50 years, we've been asking, giving this invitation, telling people out there that, you know, God, you say, I don't understand. Why did Jesus have to suffer? Why did Jesus have to die? God could have just made everybody sinless. He could have just made everybody that way. Well, yeah, he could have. But God's ways are higher than man's ways, okay? Maybe someday we'll understand why things happen the way. And those of us that get to heaven will have all of eternity to learn, to continuously learn things, okay? There's a lot to learn.
Yeah.
But there's the other place, you see. God's, you know, there's absolutes. There's a lot of absolutes out there today, right? How about this? Everyone that's listening to me right now someday will die, right? Is that absolute? Okay. And then the other absolute is what the Word of God says. It's appointed to all men once to die, then the judgment. And, you know, before you hit the ground, you with your body, your spirit and soul is either going to be in heaven or hell, folks. Now, that's reality. You say, well, I don't really choose to believe that. Well, that's okay. You can believe whatever you want. But reality, when a reality, here what will happen, I will tell you that there's no chance it won't happen. You are going to die. Those of everyone out there listening tonight, even all those that aren't listening, they're going to die. And then shortly after, they're going to be in heaven or hell. Now, here's the worst part, you see. I mean, in heaven it can't get any better, and hell it couldn't get any worse. But the worst part is people don't have to go there. God has given them a way out. And we've been signaling, we've been out there broadcasting this for years, folks. For years. Listen. And I've had people, I actually had some young guys tell me, preach, when I get old like you, I'm going to get religion. Okay, but until then, I'm going to party hardy. And I told him, I said, I didn't get this old by being stupid. Okay, and what you just said was stupid. Okay, first of all, it's not your call. The day, the very time that you're going to leave this earth, that's not your call. That's already been predestined. It's already been decided. The problem is, you don't know when that's going to be, right? Yeah. If something could fall out of the sky and hit you on the head. And that's happened a lot of times. So, folks, that's why I'm telling you, the Lord made it easy for you. Here's what Jesus said, right? He's the one that took your place. He died in your place. He died a substitutionary death on your place. He did this. He actually took on the sins of the world, past, present, and future, which is, now that is something that's very, very, very hard to wrap your head around. Just the magnificence of that, unbelievable. Now, but he's given you a way out of that burning lake of fire, and that is to repent of your sins, to acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner, to acknowledge the fact, and then call upon the name of the, you know, pray to the Father, ask for repentance, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, mm-hmm. Put him very first, and then you will become a new creature. You will become a born-again believer, and you will become an heir of the kingdom. Folks, go to John chapter 3, read verse 3:16. But read the whole chapter, the Bible, Gospel of John. Just read it, folks, tonight. Or go to Romans, in Romans chapter 9. Well, it's that time to say, thanks for being here. And I want to say, good night. God bless, okay? And then we want to say, you ready? And always, 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 let's do it. Always. Keep fighting the fight, 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 fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.